set to challenge things offered to languish. For instance, these carnations defy language. I won't give up until I have put together a few words that will make anyone reading or hearing them say, this has something to do with a carnation. Is that poetry? I have no idea. And it scarcely matters. It is a need, a commitment, a rage, a matter of self-respect. I do not claim to be a poet. I believe that my views are quite common. Given an object, however ordinary, it seems to me that it invariably presents some truly individual traits which, if clearly and simply expressed, would be unanimously and firmly received. They are the ones I am trying to bring about. To be gained by this, to introduce to human thought those traits which are not beyond its capacity and which routine alone prevents it from adopting. What training is needed for success in this venture? Certainly scientific thought, but particularly a large measure of art. And that is why I think that one day such research might also legitimately be called poetry. In the following examples, the carnation is just one of them. You see what serious groundwork this assumes or implies. What tools you may or must call upon. What procedures and rubrics. The dictionary, the encyclopedia, the imagination, dream, the telescope, the microscope, both ends of the opera glasses, lenses for the myopic and the presbyopic, puns, rhyme, contemplation, forgetfulness. Silence, sleep, etc. You'll also see what snags must be avoided. I'm not very qualified to carry off such an undertaking, ever. Others will come along and put to better use the procedures I point out. They will be the heroes of the spirit of tomorrow. Another day. After all, what is so unusual about the simple program, viable for all authentic expression, solemnly laid out above? Undoubtedly just this, that instead of feelings or human adventures, I choose as subjects the most emotionless objects available. For me, the guarantee of the need to express appears to reside in the object's habitual muteness. Guarantees of both the need to express and an opposition to language, to common expression. Mute, opposable evidence.